Boy, after two sets, coach, it looked like you were going to go for a sweep. Just things kind of, the tables turned a little bit, but you got him in the fifth set. That was the most important thing, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. You know, when we've played some tight games Saturday at Extel, I mean, we played a lot of games in a short amount of time, and the girls, I think, you know, I could see them starting to get tired in the third and fourth set, but they turned it around in the fifth set. You just never know how those five-set games are going to go, but they put the pedal to the metal and never looked back in that fifth set. We did change a few things around going into the fifth set just to try to change some things up a little bit, and it seemed to work, and they finished it out hard.
Was it last year, if I recall, you and I talked at the beginning of last year, I think, at the start of the season, you had a few five-set matches as well. Am I right on that?
We did, Rich, and it seems like last year they never seemed to go our way. We'd get there and, you know, it just wouldn't go our way in the end. And so I was really thrilled, I guess, the way that those girls finished that match last night and just the way that they've been playing. Aside from the Axtell game Saturday, it was, I think, too early for that game, but otherwise they've just been playing really well together.
I knew Highline had come off a pretty good win over Southern Valley team. It's got some good hitters. So they were kind of coming in on a little bit of a high, weren't they?
They were, absolutely. And, I mean, Lori always has great teams put together. I love playing her. I love seeing those kids compete. She's got a great team, great players that are going to have a really successful year.
Yeah, you came in really playing, this was six matches in like 6 days, and it wasn't like a match each day, but the equivalent of six matches in 6 days. You had to go back to back to back, and so, it's been a lot of matches here early, hasn't it?
It has been a lot of matches early. You know what, but I told my girls, though, this year, I guess, I almost look at it as an advantage going in, especially when we went into that XL tournament Saturday, you know, just to have two games under our belts already. And then even last night, you know, the girls kind of have found their groove, I guess, and, you know, and where each other should be on the court, and they just are playing really well together and having a lot of fun.
Throw some names out. I mean, Stella Hebe's hitting the ball well, Mella Farr. You've got your defensive players, your settings, I think, watching last night. Everything's kind of working pretty good after six matches.
It is. You know, and Remy Stout, she's just a sophomore on the outside, Sienna Hotelling in the middle. We just have a really well-rounded, well-balanced hitting attack this year. We're not relying on one person. I don't know how many kills Stella had. I need to go back and look at the stats last night. But I know Saturday in our Hampton game, she had 16 and Mila had 12, you know, and then the back row, Chloe Elston, Elena Eberle, they're all just doing a really good job. I mean, they all got a lot of playing time last year, and it's really showing, you know, and paying off this year. Kylie Rose, they were running a 5-1, running all over the court, getting those balls to the hitters. It looks, they're doing really well.
Kind of glad that you'd have nothing for the rest of this week and get back going as far as matches, kind of ready for some practice time, aren't you?
We are. I mean, the girls love the games, but it'll be nice just to have a couple days to, I don't want to say kick back a little, but just get back to some of the basics and some of the fundamentals that we know, you know, that we need to work on. Labor Day weekend, give them a little bit of a break, I guess, this weekend, and then get back to it, because then it's pretty daunting from here until the end of the season. And the RPAC, you know, it's always tough, and so I just want them to keep getting better.
Go Thursday and Saturday, then next week, rematch with Dundee County Stratton at their place, and then that Seven Valleys tournament. Talk about those pretty good teams involved in that tournament again a week from Saturday.
There's always good teams up there at Callaway. I mean, and teams that we don't really see a lot during the season, which I like that tournament. The same with the Axtell one. It's just fun to see teams that we don't see a lot in the regular season. We always look forward to going up there. I don't have our schedule yet for that, so I guess I'm not sure which teams we're going to play first or where we're at in that bracket, but we are excited to go up there.
Yeah, so again, matches kind of coming fast and furious, and down the line, you've got a good Alma team. You know, they're going to be tough down the line. The schedule strength is going to be there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, SEM, I mean, there's some big schools on there that, you know, we've seen in the past. I watched Alma play Saturday, and they look really, really good. Just fun, though, to see these conference teams, I mean, just all over in our conference, doing really well to start the season.